It's time to wake up to the cool side of the pillow. Podcast, that is. While not an actual pillow, it serves as a metaphor for the playgrounds of our collective subconscious. Cool Side of the Pillow is a show about dreams, not goals or aspirations, you sillies. Rather, a show that delves into dreams of listeners, just like you. So keep listening, dreamers, our resident experts, and I use that term loosely, Josh and Vince will do their best to navigate listener-submitted dreams while providing insights and, dare I say it, a dash of fun. Please, just try to enjoy them.
On today's episode, the show is back. But is Vince ready to commit? Plus, a listener's dream about their family photos doing some rather strange things, and one about a dreamer going back to grade school. All that today on Cool Side of the Pillow. All right, Vince, we are back.
Back from which one?
Cool Side of the Pillow. It's back.
I'm not using a pillow though. I fell asleep on my desk. I mean, I'm studying my desk.
Cool Side of the Pillow, the podcast, it's back.
Rings a bell. What is it again?
Do you not remember the podcast that we did, Vince?
I remember talking about dreams. You were recording us?
Yeah, I was recording us. Remember, we would get dreams from people, they'd send them to us like email or call in or whatever, and we would.
Oh yeah, I just didn't know you were recording us. That's fine.
We interpret dreams, Vince, remember?
We do. We haven't in a while.
Exactly, but now we are back.
I don't know. Got a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak.
What do you mean, busy? Irons? You're too busy to do it?
I got hobbies. Yeah, you know, for one, boondoggling. I like talking about it, thinking about it, printing on shirts about boondoggling. I like vlogging about it. It's not important what it is. It's disrespectful to ask. Moving on. I like thinking about wrestling. I talk a lot of shit to ants, the actual people, not the bugs, and beard wigs. I've been going to salons a lot. You know how I do. And I jump in the dumpster. I get those delicious hairs, and I make beard wigs for men who can't grow beards properly. I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of colors.
Yeah, all the colors of the rainbow. It's beautiful. It's a little itchy. There might be a nest of something in there, but it's fine. I just comb it out.
Oh,
and I also really like converting old wax statues into candles. And the arms and the legs are easy. They're like huge candles. The rest of the body parts, you got to be a little creative on.
So you're really jammed up with all these hobbies. Does that mean I can't count on you, or can I count on you to do the podcast? Vince, Cool Side of the Pillow. The podcast is back, man.
That sounds like a whole thing and a chore. I mean, like, am I going to have to drive to some studio? I mean, as it is, I don't like driving. I don't want to have to deal with the carp tunnel.
You're worried about a 9-to-5 like gig? I mean, this is our podcast, Vince. You don't want to do that? Wait, what'd you just say? Carp tunnel?
Yeah, you know, like people are like, when they say people are jammed into something like sardines in a tin, you know, like carp is much bigger. So that's like people and people in the tunnel. It's bigger than a can of sardines. So carp tunnel, you get all stuck in there and it's stinky.
No, Vince, do you mean carpal tunnel?
Do I? No, I mean carp tunnel. Fish in a tunnel. You're all jammed in, trying to get to work to your fancy podcast job.
No, I think you mean carpal tunnel.
Let me look it up.
Okay.
Oh. Well, you know it's a syndrome, don't you?
Moving along.
Oh.
Can I count on you or not, Vince, for a Cool Side of the Pillow podcast?
Well, Elton, I'm going to have to think about that one. It's probably going to take me a while. A lot of things to consider. Can I have at least up until the end of this break? And I'll let you know?
That sounds fair.
Okay.
Hi everyone, Josh here. I wanted to tell you about an exclusive offer we have for our valued dreamers. Internet purchases. That's correct. You can now shop online anywhere you want today. Need soap? The internet. Want more cheese? Online. Old pen? Out of ink? www.whatever.com and buy more pens. You heard me correctly. E-commerce is the real deal. They will probably even ship it right to your door. So try it. After this episode is done, head over to your favorite online store and tell them Cool Side of the Pillow podcast sent you. Happy shopping, dreamers. All right, well, keep my fingers crossed if Vince actually pulls through on this and wants to do the podcast again. I don't know what I'm going to do if he doesn't. I don't know, maybe that raccoon over there. Anyway, I'm going to go get some coffee, give him a few minutes, and just hope for the best. I wonder what's on the radio.
Ooh, that's my shit. They call me the fisherman. I'll fulfill your wish, man. The carp tunnel. Doesn't faze me, it can't amaze me. It's getting hazy.
Is this Vince?
This might be Vince. Are you convinced?
Sorry, officer. Yeah, it's kind of loud. I'll turn it down. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's really not good.
Yeah, it's not good. I agree. Sorry.
All right. Well, I guess I won't be bumping that song and the Dunkin' Donuts drive through next time, because there are a lot of cops here and they did not like that song. All right, I'm going to get back to the studio and see if Vince is ready.
And one, and two, and three, hold it, pull it, stretch it, ha, hip,
Ah. Vince?
That's good. Hey.
Hey, Vince.
Hey, buddy.
What are you doing?
This is a hot yoga studio, right? I'm getting limber.
Studio, yes. Hot yoga studio, no, though. It's we're recording the podcast. I gave you a couple minutes. I just went and got coffee. Remember, you're going to think about if you're going to do the podcast? We got stuff to do here, man. What are you doing?
Oh, well, this is awkward. Sorry. Let me throw my clothes back on, I guess.
Yeah, why are you naked?
That's how I get limber for hot yoga. Emphasis on the hot.
Oh, man. All right. I don't even know where to put my eyes.
Well, eyes up here, bud. I know they swing low, sweet chariots, but eyes up here, please.
Yeah.
So I have some questions now that I guess yoga's not happening. So...
Stretch.
Who put all this together? Like what? I get that the podcast is
four.
Back, but are you funding this? Like, who's behind this?
No, it's Trevor, man. Trevor called me, left me a voicemail. Like, it's back.
Who?
Trevor. Trevor Cromdor.
Cromdor. Oh, Trevor Cromdor.
Trevor.
No, you're saying it wrong. You're definitely saying it wrong. I forgive you.
It's okay.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. So anyway, Trevor wants us back to, he wants us to keep doing the podcast. He said it's been too long. So we've given the people what they want, what they need.
Okay. Okay. I thought his brother owned that like podcast channel or whatever it is. Like,
I don't know.
And he hates
us. You
know
what I do know? Yeah.
He hates us.
No, hates a hate.
So is Trevor going behind his back? I have so many questions.
I don't know.
Now you have me saying Trevor. It's Trevor.
Yeah. Well, see how slippery the slope is, isn't it?
You're a slippery boy.
We got dreams, though, left from before. People still were sending them in. I guess people didn't realize we were not doing the podcast for, I don't know, 10 years, but we're back and we still got some dreams to go through. So what do you say, Vince? Will you do it?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, every 10 years, usually you are able to convince me. I don't know, though, man. It's new times. I don't know if I got it in me anymore.
They got questions about their dreams. What do
they
mean?
Sure they do. I bet they do. Who? Do we even have anybody?
Yeah, I got a voicemail, a couple right off the bat here that I think would be great for us to die. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean... I guess the world does need me.
Yeah, see? They do.
All right. Well, let me put my shirt back on and then we'll shake on it.
Yeah. Do you still sleep with your sneakers on?
Yes. It's a health issue.
All right, Vince, here we are. This is season 4, episode 1, the first dream in a long time. We got to get to it. We got to get to the meat and potatoes here, buddy. All right?
I'm more of an applesauce man myself.
Okay, great. So the first dream, this is the first one. It's been a long time. Applesauce man, let's listen and interpret it. All right, let's get to it.
Hi, Josh and Vince. This is Abigail. And I had to call and share this crazy dream that I had last night. First of all, it was one of those dreams where you wake up and you like stretch. You're like, oh, wow, that was a really weird dream. And then like the weird stuff really starts to happen. So you realize that you didn't actually wake up. You're still sleeping and dreaming. So,
all right, I'm pausing here for a second, Vince. So did you hear what I hear? So it's the person is waking up inside a dream. Is that what you got?
Yep. Yeah. They're still asleep. They think they woke up.
Right. But they're actually still dreaming.
But they're still whizzing that bed.
I'm sorry. I just, want to make sure I'm understanding it.
So that's what's happening here. And I wake up, I walk into my living room, and there's just this really creepy feeling in there. And then I realize that all of the pictures in my living room have changed. For example, there's this one picture of my family on a beach vacation. Beautiful picture of my family, and the ocean in the picture had just become dirt. It was like dry, cracked, desert-like dirt, but we're all still standing there posing as if we had just had a really good day at the beach, and my mom is like a seashell. It's just like not the actual memory. There's another one of me as a child. It's like a childhood portrait, and as I'm looking at this picture, I realize that it's not child me, it's like a future version of me, but the face is all blurry, so it's almost like the universe hadn't decided what I was going to look like yet. Yeah. But then, as I'm standing in the living room looking at these pictures, I get this really creepy, cold feeling, and I turn around, and I see this one picture, and it's me standing exactly where I am, wearing exactly what I am wearing, except in the photo, I am looking straight at myself. And then I realize that the photo is actually changing while I'm looking at it, because me smiles at me, like this knowing, slow smile.
Mm-mm, that's a demon.
I don't remember how I actually woke up, but I do remember waking up and feeling this sense of unfinished business, like the dream is not done with me yet. So yeah, that's it. That's my dream. Let me know what you think about that. Thanks.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack for the first dream in a long time.
It is. It is. And I was trying to listen and not interrupt, but it's hard. We both have, ADHD, all the letters, really.
All of the alphabet.
So
that's okay, man. That's why we're here. We run the show.
But there were definitely some takeaways. The still sleeping thing, the undecided future self, and the feeling of unfinished business.
What do you think, Vin? I think that almost like that line, right? The unfinished business. Although it affected the past, it's really all wrapped up into one thing almost. How do you take it?
Unfinished business follows you from the past to the present, hopefully not the future. You always want to finish that business. You always have those feelings that, like, I have these goals or these things I want to accomplish at a certain time. But some things, unfortunately, happen and play out. There's no one size fits all. Not everybody's going to necessarily get married at the same time. Not everyone's going to have kids at the same time or even have kids, or not everyone's going to, finish that garage bar stool project. I don't know.
I'm going to finish it, Vince. I told you.
Well, you better, because I like bar stools very much. On the surface level, mentioning the craggly, scraggly, dry, cracked beach.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like some lotion will clear that right up. That usually helps me when I'm dry and craggly and crackly.
Topical application for this instance is what is needed, Abigail. So Vince
And
says, get the lotion, put the lotion on it, rub it around, make sure it goes in there. Sometimes they recommend a little bit of moisture ahead of time, like right out of the shower. So when you apply the lotion, you rub it in, you make sure you feel good. If you need more, you put more on, rub that in. And then you see how you feel. And you kind of keep repeating that until your skin doesn't feel super dry. Is that what I'm getting out of that, Vince?
Yes, or else you get the hose again.
Right.
And you put the lotion in the
Basket.
basket. So, I
But you got to rub
also.
it in and then see how it feels. And if it's still dry, you put on more. But if you need to put on more, you do. And if you
And
don't
that's
have to put on
unfinished
more,
business because you're always
yes.
going to be applying lotion. You're never going to have a day or a week where you're not like, I need
Yes.
some lotion. You always need lotion. And if you don't realize that and you are not a lotion person, you should be. It's not that we're fancy or bougie. Everyone needs lotion. Okay.
You have
So,
skin that's dry, and I think we have, hopefully we have some lotion commercials.
I hope so too. And I also thought it was interesting how in the picture with the beach or whatever, it was the parents, especially the mom, was like, oh, we're still having a great time, we're smiling, even though it's like apocalypto in the background.
Yeah.
I think that's really just a parent's way of sort of making the best of the situation, and maybe like realizing there's danger, but not wanting to like ruin the child's innocence or,
Sure.
So I think,
The terrors of the world that wait you.
and that the future me picture looking at you, but like the face is blurry. I mean. It's just undecided, unfinished and undecided. We decide what we finish.
Ooh.
But sometimes we don't. Sometimes other factors are at play and you just got to make the best of it, like that dry ass skin or that ratchety beach.
I
Sometimes
love
we have
it.
to be the mothers telling our children, lotion up.
Lotion up and get back out there.
Yep.
Search what your unfinished business is, Abigail, and I think you'll have your answer and maybe some nice dreams, like, I don't know, about daffodils or marigolds.
Yep, and Lubriderm
Or
for
any
your derm
lotion.
or any lotion. They're not a sponsor, but
Right, not
they
yet.
should be.
All right, well, let's go to a lotion commercial, I think.
Excellent. You just happen to have one right here.
Hi, Josh here to tell you about a game-changing product, Movie Lotion. As you might have guessed, this is the exact same creamy, glistening, cinematic-grade lotion you've seen in all your favorite films. That's right, when Hollywood needs to shine, slide, or just look weirdly moist, they reach for Movie Lotion. Featured in such iconic films as The Silence of the Lambs, American Pie, Gentlemen Broncos, Hocus Pocus 2, and countless others. From high-octane action to tender romance, movie lotion is everywhere. But here's the twist. For the first time ever, this industry secret is no longer just for prop masters, Hollywood insiders, and that guy from Craft Services who knows too much. Now you can experience the magic of movie lotion in your own home. And just like on the set, movie lotion is only 10% absorbed, so you can keep applying take after take after take without ever reaching full saturation. Whether you need a dramatic slow motion forehead wipe, that unmistakable escape from a vat of goo look, or the perfect sheen for a dramatic monologue in the rain, or just suffering from dry skin, movie lotion has you covered. Literally. Order now and get a free mini tube of Director's Cut Edition because your skin deserves an extended version. Head over to movielotion.com and use our special promo code LOTIONPILLOW. That's right, one word, lotion pillow, to get 15% off your first order. Movie lotion, because your scene deserves cream.
All right, Vince, here we are. We did the first dream of the first episode of the new season. How do you feel?
Hot and cold. Hot and cold. I am very, very warm. I don't
You
know.
are sweating a lot. What's going on?
Ooh, yes, I am. It is trickling. Oh, spiders. Why does every single shirt have to have a collar?
That's kind of the point. Otherwise, it just fall apart.
Oh, why can't I just wear a cape? I'm just gonna wear a cape.
Good. Yeah. I mean, you did just put your clothes back on, but I guess if you need to take them off again, I will allow it. Although that
Nope.
chair is going to be ruined. You are
It
sweating
is.
a
I
lot.
mean, some people wet the bed. I wet chairs. It's okay. I've
Yeah.
got others.
Yeah.
Next chair.
Next
And
chair. It's.
I guess next dream. We'll see how I feel.
Don't, bud. We're just sweeping the cobwebs off. We're just getting back in the saddle. Come on, cowpoke. We got this. You did so well with that last dream with Abigail. If she is not have a restful night from here on out because of you, I don't know what it's going to take for her. If people aren't amazed by this, they're unamazable.
All right, I'm so wet, I'm slipping off the saddle. I'm trying to get back on, but we'll give it a shot.
All right, bud. Let's just do one more dream. See how you feel after that. How's that sound?
All right, bucko.
Let's go. Right, Vince, dream number two for episode number one, right? Here we go. We're back at it. You ready?
Here we go now.
Hey, what's up? This is John calling you from Manhattan Beach, California, the greater Los Angeles area.
That place doesn't
I'm
exist.
calling to let you know about a dream I had.
Fake.
It's kind of fuzzy, as they all are, but I'll
That's
try to
gross.
recall all the details as I can. Anyways, the setting, I think, was like a classroom. And the feeling I had was that I was grade school age, grammar school age. I'm no longer that young, but that was the feeling that I had in the dream anyway. And the classroom itself was kind of cluttered and filled with archaic things, almost like if you could imagine being in a classroom at like Hogwarts and like Harry Potter or something. Anyways, I was there with maybe a handful of my friends, and we were all staring at a chalkboard. The chalkboard was green in color, and it was one of those standalone chalkboards that is on an easel, so you can swivel it, around 180 degrees or so. And we
Wow,
were
man,
staring
right
at this
there.
chalkboard, and the interesting thing was that there was writing appearing on it, from somewhere else. And I can't quite make out what was being written, but it was coming in from some other place, and it was being written from far away onto that chalkboard. And I remember looking at the letters, and in particular, one of my classmates, maybe it was the teacher, looked at the letters, and particularly the like X and V were, she was filling them in. It was definitely a she was filling them in with red, to like close off the shape of the X and the V, as almost if it was like a cup, like the upper triangle portion of it. And I particularly remember this because I know you're not supposed to see colors in dreams, but I for sure she was coloring it in red. And I remember the smell and the colors of the classroom, and I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyways, hopefully you can descramble that one for me. All right, take care and talk to you guys soon. Thanks. Bye.
Well, you're
Did
wrong.
you?
It wasn't interesting, and I don't like my eggs scrambled. No, it was an interesting dream, and I like them over easy. I thank you. Even though I eat them scrambled a lot.
It's
Well
easier.
then,
Breakfast food.
I'm getting a skincare theme because, again, fuzzy dream, your face gets fuzzy. Anywhere in your body gets fuzzy, you got to break out some lotion or some shaving gel. So again, Gillette, get at us. Some company that makes razors, get at us. We would
Yeah.
love to work with you and whore
Yeah.
ourselves out. Anyway, yeah, the classroom stuff, and again, it feels like it's another theme of like looking, into yourself like at the in the past, and you're living in the present and you're concerned about the future and what this might mean for the future. Like the him feeling like he's grammar aged, but maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was just like broken or shook to his core, where like all of a sudden your adult exterior, your toughness, just you get rattled down to your scared child, inner child. So that could be a thing. And all the archaic stuff, and it's cluttered. That's something that you feel like you're not reaching your goals. Like your mind feels cluttered. So yeah, I mean, he's dealing with some shit apparently. And the red color, the red filling in letters and things and shapes, red is never a good symbolic cover. It's usually like color. It's usually like evil or
Well, so
bad things
that's,
happening.
yeah. So I jumped to that, right? And I'm seeing this scripture on the chalkboard, and I'm like, is this possession? Is there some demonic? And I don't mean like spinning around, head vomit, we need a priest kind of thing, possession. But I do wonder about these dark demons coming back up, representing themselves in the scripture on the board that's being written by someone else. So is someone else trying to write your future for you? This is kind of what you were talking about a little bit, right? With you don't know where it's coming from, who's controlling it. And you, so do you got to get up there? Do you got to get up there, hit that eraser into your palm and erase it? I don't know. You got to take some control and understand that who is writing this? Why is it in red? Because it's like you said, it that's negative. That's bad, right? Usually. And I don't, I also don't, how some of the writing was happening, it sounded like it was foreign to the normal, right? The writings, right? So what does that mean? What it's something that you're not sure about. You're unsure about somebody's leading you down a path you don't want to go.
Yep, it's information that like you don't understand yet. Maybe you haven't been able to process. Maybe it's your inner self trying to warn you or tell you about something, you know? I often have those dreams where it's like, oh, I gotta get this done, or oh, I forgot this, or I lost this, and I'm on a quest to like find
Find
something,
your car
understand
keys.
something. Yeah. And it's so much deeper than that, 'cause you know.
All right. This person's a bit more complex than you finding your car keys.
Yes. But you know, it can be symbolic of like just there's great unrest within yourself. You know you have to like something's unresolved. You have to find something. You have to decipher something. You have to figure something out. And I think maybe his subconscious has figured something out and is trying to communicate with him. But he's not equipped yet to understand a subconscious mind. So there's that language barrier, if you will, or that barrier between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. And how can the two connect and talk? Does he need to learn how to have lucid dreams where he's in control of his dream, which is crazy? That'd be a lot of fun.
Sure.
I think I would cause all kinds of naughty havoc, but
Yeah, you would.
yeah, I don't know. You know, I
Yeah, and
would.
I do
You
think
would
that it's
too. Come
in.
on, who wouldn't? You do whatever you want in dreams. It's like Grand Theft Auto, except it's it real. It feels real, and you're
It
like,
feels real enough. Yeah. Oh, the
yeah.
bed's wet
And
again.
then he
So,
mentioned Harry Potter, which I'm not familiar. I know Harold Pottery,
that
the nice,
place
kindly
on
old
Fifth.
man who's a floralist,
Oh, that. Okay.
a
Yeah.
florist,
Yep.
if you will, and a
Right. I will.
flutist.
I
Anyway.
will. But I, so this is what I'm wondering about with the Harry Potter thing and then with the being a kid.
Like
It's
magic and
some,
witchcraft.
well, possibly, I think, but I think that might just be more of a connector to childhood. There's something in your childhood that's rearing itself now, whether or it's something that's ending from your childhood that you need to deal with now and you're having trouble processing it. Like, is something, is a door closing? Because we get to that point in our lives with, you know, people of our past, something with our family. Is a door closing and they're trying to write to you and trying to tell you this is ending. This is, that's why red. And it doesn't mean it has to be evil, like demonic, but that's what I'm saying. It's kind of, it's the negative, right? I
It's
guess you could
highlighting
say.
at the very least. It's like red's
There you
not
go.
a super pleasant. It's like also can be a warning or there's danger.
Yes.
So there's something I think that this guy has unresolved that maybe he's pushed into his subconscious or maybe he's like repressed it and it has to come out. He has to resolve whatever this thing is. Maybe listening to his inner child more. Like he felt like he was a child. So maybe just listening as a child or making yourself vulnerable, opening up a little bit, being open to seeing what your subconscious might be trying to tell you. Don't fight it. Try to listen to it. And I don't know how you would possibly do such a thing. I'm just a moron with a microphone, but yeah, it's a hell of a thing, but you just got to be open to the universe and open to the dream and just realize there's something that maybe you need to resolve. You need to be uncluttered. And maybe it's just something that either shook you to feel as though you were a child or something maybe from your childhood that you haven't been able to let go of so that you can progress further. You know, we all have those kind of issues from our childhood that maybe we never outgrew, you know. Maybe, you know, if a kid got smacked around as an adult, you know, if someone like goes to touch their face, they're like, hey, what are you trying to do? And they square up because they're just, you know, not to get dark, trigger. But it's a trigger. Yeah. We all have our triggers, and maybe it's maybe your subconscious is trying to be like, hey, you know, it's okay.
Or what if it's
you don't
like
need
a
to be
child
so
at home type factor, or you know, your best friend's moving away, like, and your parents still live there and they're selling their home. They're moving away. They're saying, sorry, your childhood home is gone now. And you're sort of processing.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching,
sorry, we
got to
make that money.
That's screw, what, but your, I, screw your memories.
Yeah.
Mama got a new wardrobe.
Yeah. These nails are fake, but the bank account's real, right?
Mm-hmm. So, thank you for noticing my nails.
Thank you for doing them. They're beautiful.
I know.
So I don't know. I'm wondering if there is a chapter of life that could be closing without your permission. Permission, and I'm doing the finger wags, right?
Yeah.
That you don't have control over it. It's something from your childhood that you do feel ownership of, and that could be ending, and you could be like trying to process that. I don't know.
Also,
I don't know enough
yeah,
about this.
These are all person. Yeah. We don't know enough about this guy or whatever, but like you know, I'm sure he's lovely. But I'm sure if we got to know him better and kind of the things that he dealt with or what his childhood was like, then, you know, maybe we could be of more help. But at least maybe he can listen to himself a little bit more, mm-hmm. and not be so resistant to intrusive thoughts. Like intrusive, it sounds weird because intrusive thoughts are intrusive, but sometimes they're things we need to let ourselves hear, and we need to be intruded upon because it might be something that's going to be helpful for us. You know, maybe it's a voice telling you, hey, go see a doctor. I know you hate going, but you should go. You should get this thing done. You know, yeah. Hey, learn to read. You're 45 years old.
I'm on it. You know, all right, geez.
Well, yeah, it's fine. It's impressive how much you have been able to accomplish without learning how to read. No.
Pictures. A lot of pictures. So,
lots
but
and
yeah.
Lots. Human flip book.
Yep.
Let that animation play out.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? If you're not going to listen to yourself, make sure you listen to Cool Side of the Pillow. We'll be right back.
Beep.
All right, we're back. Cool Side of the Pillow. Two episodes. What? Wait, hold on. What's wrong?
Mm-mm.
Two dreams down, Vince. What's wrong, bud?
I don't know. I feel
you
mad.
You did great. You feel bad?
Kind of.
Come on. Come on, buddy. You're my boy.
You were my boy.
Say it with me now. You were my boy. You were my
boy. I am your boy.
No, you are my boy.
Oh.
Okay. You are my boy.
You are my boy.
You're my boy.
You are my boy.
You are my boy.
You are my boy.
You are my boy.
I am
tuna
the boy.
Tuna fish.
Tuna fish.
Carnivore. Good.
Okay.
Good. Deep breath. Cleansing breath, as they say in hot yoga, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Should I disrobe again? No, I better not.
How do you feel? You feel better?
Well, I know what would make me feel better.
All right, Vince, is this what you want? Is this what you're asking for?
New and improved. Oh, yeah. That's what tickles me.
It's new and improved. It's new and improved. It's new. Cool Side of the Pillow. It's new.
And we did it.
And it's improved.
Yeah.
check out these moves, Vince. Look at it. See, watch when I do my show. One side, other side, other side, another side.
I mean,
other side, other
that's
side.
That's pretty
other
mediocre side. At best, but no one can see what you're doing. It's
well,
a podcast.
How about my feet?
No.
My feet.
And what?
Foot,
yeah,
foot.
Great. Good for you. No one can see it, so no one cares. It just doesn't.
Doing the thing. I'm shaking.
I can't deny this beat, though.
Yeah. Now watch.
He's having
watch
fun.
One. See, watch.
We're having
see how
fun.
My hands are doing this?
Yeah.
My hands are like, and I'm spinning.
But no. Okay, great. You can tell people that all you want. For all they know, you're sitting on your ass, but that's fine.
It's here it is.
Ooh, I like this little bit. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'm feeling it now. Ready? Follow me. Follow me.
All right.
Do
all
this.
Right. Now, yo, I like it. Now you're getting it.
Do
I'm
it.
Doing it. Okay.
No. No, snap with me, not against me.
Oh,
okay.
Whoops.
You heard me.
Yeah.
There it is.
Is this
okay.
right?
You got it now. That's nice.
Okay, I got it.
Oh my.
You doing it right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. I mean, we'll say you are because no one can see whether you are or not. So, yes, we're both.
They can't
doing
deny
a great
it. You're
job.
Right.
We're doing a great job. Best dancers ever.
It's new.
And oh.
It's new.
It's new.
And improved. What you gotta do is admit.
Just admit it. You heard him.
That it's new and improved, baby.
Don't act like you didn't just hear him.
It's new and improved. Oh, yeah. I can go out all night, Vince.
I know. That's the nice thing about it. I'll just try to enjoy it.
Yes! Vince, look at it. It's like a Muppet. Like, don't I look like a...
You're not
like
amazed,
like
you're
unamazable.
Right
huh? Does this look like a Kermit the Frog dance?
It does. It's nice. I think
yeah.
people would appreciate it if they could actually see it, but that's fine.
I'm sure they're picturing it in their mind. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, my.
Ooh. And improved.
Oh.
So new.
It's kind of new.
And improved.
Every 10 years, so I guess it's new. What's old is new.
It's so new. It's improved.
It's a little too new, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get it. Not okay. everybody can understand the brilliance of being new and improved. Sometimes they're just brand, and sometimes you're new, and sometimes you're improved. But we put all three together. And
sometimes
you
it's
understand?
Just sheer buffoonery. Yes.
It's new and improved, man. I'm telling you what, it's new. It's new.
Hey, how long have you had that bass guitar?
And improved.
That's
I just
wonderful.
Got it a couple 6 years ago.
You're shredding away on that thing.
Yeah. Did you ever know that I had these skills? Maybe not. Well, they're new and improved, Vince.
Oh
new
man.
And improved.
I'm not sweating anymore.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to Cool Side of the Pillow, Season 4, Episode 1. We are so glad to be back. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you can be ready when the next episode drops, and we promise it won't be another 10 years. Oh, and if you want to have your dream featured, make sure to send us your dreams at cspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us your name and where you're at in the world. It can be just an email that Vince and I will read, or better yet, if you feel comfortable enough, you can send us a voice message that is 2 minutes or less, and we'll do our best to interpret your dream on the show. Also, follow us on Instagram at CoolSideOfThePillowPodOfficial. That's CoolSideOfThePillowPodOfficial. Sleep tight, dreamers. Until next time.
My dream, Jerry.
I had a dream last night that a hamburger was eating me.
My dear, come in here. listen to this pair. What do your dreams mean? They are sure to share. Dreams, dreams, they start to billow like the wind blowing the branches of a willow. So curl up tight just like an armadillo and find what your dreams mean here on Cool Side of the Pillow. So cool, 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 cool side of the pillow.